USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump on Twitter announced that the meeting between himself and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place in Singapore on June 12th. Just before dawn today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Senator Ted Cruz went on Fox and Friends and shared his perspective on what this means.
Well, it's a big deal, and the president is to be commended for bringing these three Americans home. That is a major victory, and it's really the results of American strength. You know, we saw for 8 years under Barack Obama a foreign policy that was really a policy of weakness and appeasement. Remember how Obama put it, leading from behind. And the problem is weakness and appeasement doesn't work, especially with dictators like Kim Jong-un. President Trump has come in with a strong American foreign policy, getting back to peace through strength.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
About half of all Americans now live under sanctuary policies that shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. That's according to a new study that was released today by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The study also calculates that there are 564 states and municipalities that refuse some level of cooperation with federal immigration authorities as of April 1. Last month, Linda Vester accused NBC broadcaster Tom Brokaw of sexual misconduct. Brokaw has denied the accusations and actually has come out against Vester. She explained today on Good Morning America in her first interview as to what the reaction has been after she came out with the allegations against Brokaw and what she expected.
I expected a denial. That is what harassers generally do. What I didn't expect was such a personal attack. And what I'm concerned about is the message that that sends to women inside NBC News about whether or not they are safe to report somebody who is powerful.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Did you know America's hottest tourist destination is also its coldest? A few years ago, cruises to Alaska leapfrogged trips to Vegas and Orlando as the country's number one summer vacation destination. But why? That's the big question. Well, Mark Adams is the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. He explains what draws people to Alaska.
Well, I think the big draw of Alaska is nature. You know, the mountains, the rivers, the animals, you know, you got the brown bears, you got the walruses, the moose, the dolphins and whales, you know, and it's so vast. It's, you know, 500,000 square miles, and there are so few people there. I think it's like 750,000 people, most of them in small cities, that it's, you know, it's, they call it the last frontier for a good reason.
Adam shares what you can expect from the locals when you do visit Alaska.
When you start to talk to Alaskans within a few minutes, they are extremely open, extremely welcoming. It was not uncommon for me to, you know, meet someone for the first time and within 15 minutes be invited over for coffee or dinner or to sleep in a spare bedroom for a few nights. It's just, you know, because the environment there, it, you know, can make life so difficult, I think it lends itself to, you know, an openness that in a lot of ways we've lost in the lower 48.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.